Hey everyone, and welcome to Developer Tea. My name is Jonathan Cottrell, and today I have the privilege of interviewing Daniel Cao. Daniel has a fantastic site at Diplativo.com, which of course will be in the show notes, but I was impressed by the content on Daniel's site. Daniel's a front-end web developer, but he's an entrepreneur as well, and we were both added to a Slack chat community where we have been talking a little bit. And I went to Daniel's site, read a few of his posts, and I realized the thing that stuck out to me is that he's been writing pretty consistently since 2012 or so. And I asked him how old he was just to kind of get a feel of where he is in life. And Daniel's only 20, which kind of blew me away. So Daniel's an incredibly smart guy. He's moving into a field that he doesn't know very much about. Now, at first, that might strike you as kind of strange for an entrepreneur to move into a field that he doesn't know too much about. But in the interview, we actually kind of talk about why that might be like a superpower of sorts, like why it's actually a good thing that Daniel may not know everything about the field that he's about to start working in. So I hope you enjoy the interview with Daniel Cao. Daniel, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So I'd love to talk just kind of about your life, because what caught my eye on your site, which, by the way, if you can pronounce this for me, because I'm going to butcher it. Is it Diplativo?
That is correct.
Oh, awesome. All right. So Diplativo.com, which will, of course, be in the show notes. The very first story on your feed is 1 year without sweets. And it's kind of recapping your 2014, where you went entirely, like a full year, without eating anything sweet intentionally. Is that correct?
That's right.
So are you still holding up?
I've caved in a little bit here and there, but for the most part, anything that is extremely sweet, like cakes, cookies, desserts, I've come to a point where I've been off of it for so long that those things don't even really appeal to me anymore. Like, I'm at a point where I drink my coffee black and, you know, don't get any sweetener in my tea or anything like that. So it's kind of a different place than where I started.
Sure. So you probably, for the people who are listening to this and actually taking a coffee or a tea break, you might have just given them a little bit of conviction. So, oh, that's awesome. So can you, first of all, that takes a lot of self-control. And I think self-control is such an important part of anybody's life, but especially developers. So I'd like to know, like, what was the kind of the reason why you chose to do a year-long commitment like that?
So there are a couple reasons. First of all, a lot of my friends in California have been kind of been more aware of their health as of recently. And a lot of them were starting to go vegan. And it didn't quite make sense to me because, you know, I'm a very kind of logical thinker. And, you know, I wanted to get like the big wins. I'm always about like, you know, what 20% will generate 80% of the results. And so I jumped in and started doing a little bit of research just to improve my own health. And I realized that probably more effective than cutting out meat from a health perspective is probably cutting out sugar. And so while all the rest of my friends were, you know, trying all these different like vegan things, I decided, you know, I'm going to try something a little bit more out there and see how this, you know, see how this affects my energy and, among other things, and health. So I, decided to, all right, I'm going to do a year without sweets. And as the second point, that probably isn't as important as the first one, but also, quite significant, is also just this idea of being able to control myself a little bit more, like build up that self-control and that, you know, ability to kind of like have control over, you know, my will and what I instinctively want, right?
Great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So before the show, we were talking, and Daniel asked me, you know, what I wanted for this show to kind of focus on. And I guess naturally, actually, we've just kind of stumbled on a good theme, I think, for this one, which is self-control. And I think Daniel has a inspiring amount of self-control to be able to do this. I know I myself, I've recently kind of taken up some positive health, not recently as in this year, but in the past like year and a half, 2 years, kind of adopted some more regimented health habits. So including eating significantly less sugar. So I really identify with this move. And also with the research, like that was one of the driving factors for me as well.
Right.
And so I decided that, you know, no matter what it is that I'm putting in my body, I want to be in control. Not in the sense that like I felt out of control, but more in the sense that I want to maintain a high level of integrity with myself. Right. Not just like with my day-to-day work, but also with, you know, my day-to-day behavior. So that's a really interesting thing that you've done. I think it's inspiring simply regardless of what it is, just saying that you didn't do anything for a year. I mean, it could be as simple as like, I didn't say, you know, a certain word this entire year. It's like, wow, that is dedication, you know?
Right.
So in this year review, you also said that you met some of your personal heroes, including, you know, Chase Jarvis and Peter Thiel and a couple others. What was that experience like? How did that actually occur, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, so there were a lot of different instances, and I met each one of them kind of in a different, you know, in a different context. So I can't give you kind of one specific instance where I met all of them. So it wasn't like a one, you know, like a killing all the birds with one stone type of thing. But it was a variety of different meetings where, you know, or instances where I was just able to, you know, which, for example, with Chase Jarvis, I just did some research, and then I found that, you know, he does his Chase Jarvis live shows every, you know, every so often in the studio, and you can sign up to be a part of the studio audience. And so I did that. And then, you know, I talked to him and then talked to him a couple of times since. And so, you know, it's cool that he like recognizes me now whenever I go up to, you know, Creative Live in San Francisco. So that's awesome. Just one. Right.
Cool. Yeah. That's, you know, it's always an interesting thing when you meet people that kind of seem afar. I live in Chattanooga. So Chattanooga is, relatively speaking, there's not many like of my heroes walking around town here. Not to say that there aren't some incredible people here, but it's just not like ripe with a bunch of people in, you know, web development community, you know. And so so I don't have the same kind of experiences probably as you do. So that puts you in a unique position to be kind of constantly surrounded by a lot of people that probably are in like headlines, you know, or being shared online quite a bit. So that's cool. Awesome. Well, so tell me about what you've been working on recently that you can share about that's really interested you.
Okay. I'm someone that I like to work on a million different things at the same time, which probably is something that, you know, I should apply some of my self-control that I learned from my year without sugar and start saying no to some more things. But give me a second. I think that one project that I'm really excited to share is this past year, in probably around summer of 2014, I co-founded a company, and we're currently building out an alpha, hopefully to launch sometime in the next couple months. And what we're building is we're rethinking the grant process. the grant application process and the grant matching process with research and others. And so basically the idea is that, you know, right now the grant process is very fragmented. There's a lot of different, every different foundation has their own type of system and their own application process, and every, you know, and when it comes time for a researcher to kind of apply for those grants, it becomes a very long ordeal where they have to look into every single foundation's website, all their mailing lists and everything in order to get, you know, the information that they're looking for. So we're looking to solve that problem.
That's awesome. And so what is your role in that company currently?
So I've been doing a lot of more front-end development, as well as just kind of the product decisions and user interviews. So everything from, you know, like contacting different foundations all the way down to writing the, you know, front-end code, and, you know, also some of the back-end as well.
That's awesome. Quick, just completely practical question. What is your site built on?
So our tech stack, we're using Meteor, which I absolutely love. It is a brand, like, relatively new framework based on Node.
Sure.
And it is completely reactive. You know, I love the fact that you're able to write both front-end code and back-end code under the same framework. And it's definitely I see it as a game changer in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you using Meteor for your personal site as well?
My personal site is built off WordPress, so it is not Meteor.
Okay. Yeah, it has a great kind of experience with reading a post, and then I see that you've included the it's kind of like the kudo button. I don't want to I guess it is a kudo button, actually. I'm looking at it now, which I have experience with that when I used to write on Subtle. So that's I love that interaction. Is really interesting. I love that.
Thank you.
Cool. So the grant process, that's relatively complex, like a complex field to get into. Do you have any background working with that kind of, I guess it's legal, right? Like something
right.
that is that complex from the legal perspective?
Absolutely. So I actually don't have too much experience in that field. It's kind of interesting how we just stumbled across it, because a lot of the people that, you know, me and my co-founder, I met him through at my school. And, you know, we were just kind of brainstorming different things that we wanted to do, and like different problems that we could solve. And, you know, both of us, knowing a lot of our professors and going to a lot of their office hours, realized that that was a very big pain point for them. And so as a result, we decided to, you know, let's go ahead and try to solve this. We know absolutely nothing. But at the same point, there's something to be said about, you know, absolute beginners just trying to, you know, see things in an industry that's been around for so long, you know, being able to see and spot different opportunities that, you know, maybe people with a lot of experience, you know, haven't seen. And that's why there hasn't been a lot of change per se.
Yeah, I think it provides you with a particular advantage, actually, because and so this is what's so awesome about, I'm going to say something really broad about our world today, right? Is that we can go into almost any industry that we want to. And because information is so widely available, we can learn enough about that thing to actually participate in that industry and create something valuable, and even use our inexperience as like a step up. You know, it helps. Sometimes it helps to be inexperienced, which is kind of a bizarre situation to be in. And I think the world has changed, and that has not always been the case, but it certainly is the case for things exactly like what you're involved in now.
Right.
That's great. So it's in alpha, you said, right?
We're currently, we haven't even launched a alpha version yet. We're hoping to launch an alpha very soon. So I'll keep you updated on how that goes.
Awesome. Yeah. And so if anybody wants to learn about you or about what you're doing, I want to direct them, I guess, to Diplativo.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Daniel, I really appreciate your time. I know that tonight you're going to be watching the State of the Union. So I'm going to let you go, and I appreciate your time again. Thank you so much for being on Developer Tea.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, John.
Make sure you go and check out Daniel's blog at Diplativo.com, which will be in the show notes. Thank you for listening to Developer Tea. If you have any suggestions for me, you can reach me on Twitter at @DeveloperTea, or you can email me at developertea@gmail.com. You can also go to developertea.com, where there's a comments section on each of the different podcasts pages, and there's also a contact form there as well. Thanks again to Daniel, and until next time, enjoy your tea.